In this bulletin, around 500,000 people across New South Wales subject to flood warnings or evacuation orders. Russian airstrikes continue in Ukraine and compensation for members of the Stolen Generations. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Half a million people across New South Wales are facing evacuation orders or warnings as the state grapples with an unprecedented flood crisis. The weather system is continuing to move south, with Greater Sydney, the Hunter and the Central Coast copping a deluge. Premier Dominic Perrottet says anyone subject to an evacuation order must evacuate.
500,000 people across our state who are subject to either one of those warnings or one of those orders. If you are subject to one of those evacuation warnings, please get ready. Please ensure that you are ready to evacuate. If you are subject to one of those evacuation orders, please get out. Those instructions are not there for the sake of it. They're there to keep you and your family safe.
Queenslanders facing life-threatening thunderstorms are being urged to heed caution and stay at home where possible. Several thunderstorms are expected from Brisbane to Bundaberg, while people in Grantham are being urged to evacuate due to heavy rain. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the people of Queensland have been through a lot.
The Bureau has advised us they can be life-threatening thunderstorms. Anyone who woke up to it this morning, I haven't heard the likes of it before, and it's going to be continuous for the next 24 to 48 hours. So the safest place for people is at home, off the roads, and especially in those northern areas that I mentioned, to please gradually pick up your children. We need to be able to get our emergency personnel through as quickly as possible.
Police in the ACT say a suspicious package has been delivered to the Russian embassy in Canberra. Police and hazmat crews were called to the embassy just after 10 a.m. The contents of the package are still being assessed, with the Nine Network reporting it contains a suspicious powder. Authorities have blocked some of the embassy's surrounding roads to traffic. World Vision Australia has helped dozens of children evacuate Kyiv after an orphanage was bombed and destroyed by Russian forces. It comes as the latest data from the UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, shows more than 874,000 people have fled Ukraine in 7 days since the Russian invasion. Figures are estimated to potentially hit the 1 million mark in the coming days, as the UNHCR warns that the war could trigger Europe's largest refugee crisis. World Vision Australia's Daniel Wordsworth has told SBS News that the situation is likely to worsen.
There were immediately 40 children that were transferred into Romania, Bucharest, and to us. We're arranging for their care and arranging looking after them. We expect over the next few weeks, maybe another 200, up to 1,500 orphan children who are going to need homes outside of Ukraine.
New South Wales has recorded a further 9 COVID-19 deaths and 11,338 new cases. Victoria is reporting 23 deaths and 7,093 new infections. Queensland has 6,479 new cases and 6 deaths. One person has died with the virus in WA, where 2,420 locally acquired cases have been reported. The ACT recorded 690 new cases and 39 people in hospital, and South Australia is reporting 2,407 new infections and 5 more deaths. More than 1,000 survivors of the Stolen Generations in Victoria will be able to receive payments of $100,000 under a redress scheme. Indigenous Victorians removed from their families before 1977 will be eligible for the funds, with the government planning to offer personal apologies. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the package forms part of the process in addressing the suffering.
Now, this Stolen Generations reparation scheme is long overdue, and I fully acknowledge that. This is not a cost to the budget. This is an investment in justice and truth and a shared journey together.
And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 29. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 27. Humid for Melbourne, a possible late shower, 31. Hobart, partly cloudy, 27. Canberra, much the same, 27. Wollongong, showers, 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 28. Newcastle, showers, 27. Brisbane, showers and 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 36. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.